How to make speakers wireless. Wireless speakers are a great way to make your life easier. They allow you to play music from any device, and many models even have built-in amplifiers. If you're interested in learning how to make speakers wireless, keep reading because we will teach you its basics. We'll go over what wireless technology is, how it works, and which devices use the technology. We'll also talk about why it's important for speaker manufacturers to adopt this new technology. Finally, we'll give some tips on whether or not wireless speakers are right for you. How wireless speakers work. Wireless speakers work by using a type of wireless technology called Bluetooth. It works by transferring the sound from your device to the speaker wirelessly. It's like speaking into a microphone and having your voice come out as an echo, without actually speaking. The speaker then receives that signal, amplifies it, and plays through speakers or headphones. The speaker must be within 30 feet of the device to pick up sound. This is because wireless speakers use Bluetooth technology, which has a range of 30 feet. How is the audio signal transmitted wirelessly? There are two main types of wireless technologies for audio. The first is FM radio waves, which is incredibly common in older models. The second type of technology used by more modern speakers uses Bluetooth technology. It's the same thing that your phone or laptop use to communicate with headphones or other devices. The speaker must have a built-in amplifier to reproduce sound. If you want wireless speakers, they are a great choice. However, if your goal is surround sound or high-quality audio reproduction, wired speakers would be better. Wireless devices have their own amps built in, so the sound isn't as good as it could be with wires, but can still make some pretty great sound. Wireless speakers may not be for everyone. If you want to reproduce high-quality audio, then wired speakers will work better than wireless ones. If you want to listen to music or watch movies wirelessly, then wireless speakers are the way to go. Make regular wired speakers wireless using RF wireless speaker kits. There is a third option besides wired and wireless speakers. If you have regular, non-wireless speakers that you want to make wirelessly compatible, then RF speaker kits can do the trick. These work by plugging into your old stereo system or audio player's headphone jack, or other output, and transmitting sound through radio frequencies directly from the receiver to your speakers. This is a great way to wirelessly utilize any speaker without having a speaker conversion kit. There are many RF wireless speaker kits on the market. It can be a great option if you're looking to make your existing speakers wireless and don't want to buy new ones. A good way to find one is by searching RF wireless speaker kit or something along those lines. You should come across multiple results that will allow you to buy this type of kit. It's extremely important that you purchase a wireless speaker conversion kit instead of just buying the wireless speakers themselves. Buy regular, non-wireless speakers and try to make them compatible with Bluetooth technology. They will not work at all because there is no internal amplifier in most models of normal speakers. 2. Connect the transmitter to the audio and power source. The transmitter is an extremely important part of this process. Without it, the RF wireless speaker kit will not work. In most cases, you'll need to connect the included audio cable from your device's headphone jack to one end of the transmitter and a power source, like a wall outlet, for electricity at the other end. Then turn on the transmitter by pressing the power button. In some cases, you may need to connect your device to a speaker system with an audio cable and then plug in this same type of connection into the RF wireless speaker kit's transmitter instead for it to work. If there is no built-in amplifier inside the speakers, they will not be able to reproduce high-quality sound. This is the main step that will determine whether or not your speakers are compatible with this type of wireless technology. 3. Connect the wireless RF receiver. The receiver is an important part of this process. In most cases, you'll need to plug your power source into a wall outlet and then connect an audio cable from that same output on the back of the receiver to your speakers. Then turn them both on by pressing their respective buttons. In some cases, if there isn't a built-in amplifier in your speakers, you'll need to connect them directly to the audio output on the back of the RF wireless speaker kit's receiver. There are also cases where some models will work with an RCA cable instead, so check instructions before following this step. Wired speakers can reproduce higher quality audio than wireless ones, but wireless speakers are so easy to use, portable and convenient. 4. Power on the system to test. Once the plugs and power are turned on, the system will automatically work. In most cases, you'll hear a loud beeping sound from your speakers when they're receiving power. If this doesn't happen, turn it off again and double-check that every connection has been made properly between all the wireless speakers. You may need to adjust the volume on your receiver or speakers before this beeping sound starts. Make sure you check if everything is connected properly and has power before this process. How to make regular speakers wireless using Bluetooth. The concept of converting ordinary loudspeakers to wireless using Bluetooth is the same as that of RF wireless kit cases. For the speakers, you'll need a BT transmitter and a BT mini amplifier receiver. The difference is that instead of one BT transmitter, you will need to connect several ones simultaneously in order to get a real wireless experience. For example, there are many BT transmitters that can be used to connect with your existing speakers and TV set simultaneously. It will give freedom when watching movies or listening to music without wires all around.